Ok, dine kriyashma keneged erva, simin ein hei. So just as a basic akdama, there is a general iser of yistakus benashim, mosasuru achrei levavchem, achrei neichem. If you look at spektana, those yisurin, are by yistakus shelo bezman kriyashma, to be yistakus l'shem hana. Chazal understood that Kriyashma is a time where we're mekabel Shemayim, so we have to have a special kavana, be especially careful with looking at women at this time out of fear that you'll come to hear her. So the whole time there's the iser to mistakel with the intention of hear her, of Hana, and Hana Zaveira. But during Kriyashma, even looking is problematic because we're concerned it might lead to hear her and we're dealing with, dvarim of high Kedusha. So it's not just for Kriyashma. The Gemara speaks about Kriyashma. We assume it applies to Tefillah and to Brachos, all the Divrei Dvarim Shebekedusha. So the Chabar Paskin Siman Ayin Hey Sefar Lef Tefach Megula VeIsha Bemakom Shedaka LeChasos Afilu Ishta Also Likros Kriyashma Kinegdos. So even one Tefach, not Erva Mamish. It's just a Tefach of a part that's usually covered. You can't read Kriyashma Kinegda. Again, out of concern that this would lead a person to hear her. Yes, Zach. Well, that's a good question. We assume that it's. If you look at Tzivav, if you turn away, it's certainly okay. You turn around, that's certainly okay. The question of closing your eyes, is that still lo yireh erev davar? The Mechaber in Tzivav sounds like closing your eyes is enough. Hayasa erva kenegdo v'hekser panav v'bena, that's for sure good. Turn another way. Osha atzam einav, if you close your eyes, ushbulaylo, shosumo, it's dark, you can't see, mutter likros. V'riyat haliyam rachmanav halo chazila. Chabad Paskin said that as long as you don't see, namely it's dark or your eyes are closed, that's also enough. Mishabur quotes that many Achronim argue, so we assume it's better not to just close your eyes, it's better to move away totally. But we'll see soon that it's not always so feasible, and closing your eyes with the Yevit is okay also. Zeder. Fine. So, Lamaisa, just for the record, even though this is a din l'chatchila, but the eved, if you read kriyashma and you said the brachos and there was a tefach, so there's a discussion. So we hold that if it's erva mamish, you're not yotze. If your mamish person's naked in front of you, you said if kriyashma in front of them, you're not yotze. Said so brachos, you're not yotze. But when it comes to tefach, so for kriyashma, we'll tell you to say kriyashma again, you have nothing to lose. But for brachos, we'll tell you don't say the brachos again because maybe. Maybe it's not ma'akev. This halacha, like I said, applies not only to kriyashma, applies to any davar of kedusha, even saying a dvar Torah. If somebody is there is a tefach megula, so l'chatchila you shouldn't be saying a dvar Torah. You're allowed to mehara b'divrei Torah. You can think if you're on the subway, you're on the bus, you've learned dress properly, so you can think in divrei Torah. You shouldn't be talking and learning at that point, l'chatchila. Okay. So l'chatchila you should close your eyes. I mean, l'chatchila you should move away. But if you're stuck, you're at a Shabbos table, so you close your eyes. If you said a bracha with your eyes opened, you're still yotze. You're still yotze because it's on the akiv. Yeah, sometimes you have to always ask yourself if it's worth it in terms of the, the cost benefit. You can embarrass somebody. So closing your eyes, people think you just have kavana. They don't know you're closing your eyes because you should have kavana. But you could be, you're closing your eyes also because there's a tefach magula, and also you want to have extra kavana. That doesn't offend anybody. So I'm not sure if it's the right thing to turn away necessarily, but it depends on the situation, depends on the people. Seder. Now, this tefach, like I said, it's a tefach megula. of a place that usually is mechusa. There's a question, is it a tefach on a tefach? Let's say it's like a half a tefach by two tzvachim. Would that be also okay? Pashas, that should be okay. I was never sure, you know, sometimes there's certain areas that are more arousing. Imagine a woman has a cutout in the middle of her shirt, right in the middle of her chest. So you see cleavage, it's less than a tefach, but it's not, I would think it's inappropriate. I think, I would think that less than a tefach, we say less than a tefach is fine. Only a tefach is a problem. But I don't know, to me, like the tefach on the sides make more sense. Like, you know, your sleeve is a little bit short, you know, but if it's an area that's more central, more arousing, I would think that would be a problem. I didn't see it in the postgame, but it makes sense. It makes sense to me. Now, the postgame do discuss the question of whether or not the tefach is only by ishto. If you look at the Ramah, the yesh only to dafka by ishto, the head of a tefach is only by ishto. Val isha acheres afilu pakos mi tefach ha'li erva. Some say by a different woman, it's not your wife, even the smallest amount would be problematic. Never de rush, tefach by isha erva, afilu isha acheres, ak be atz mechol likros afshi aruma. So the Rosh sounds like the Tevach HaIsha would apply even to another woman, that a woman shouldn't read Kriya Shema in front of another woman. Okay. Lemais, I think we're making by Tevach even by Shar Nashim. Now, there is another din of Shok B'Isha Erva. There's a question what Shok means. It's a big question halakha Lemaisa. Is shok the upper part of the leg, the thigh? Or is the shok the lower part, even till the ankle? This is a big machlokas between the different belts. In the Haredi belt, they're very makbid that women should wear stockings. They hold shok applies not only to the thigh, but even to the area from the knee to the ankle. The Mishmur here brings down from the Prima Gadim that the shok is only the thigh. And the truth is the Prima Gadim in the source says efsher. Sounds like the Mishabur is machriya that it's not erva. And I think that's the mikra din, I think we assume that way. Although there are those who are machmir, and like I said, certain velts, they're machmir. It's funny, they're not machmir to wear skirts to their ankles. They wear tights. So it's like if it's mamish erva, it's hard to imagine that it would be okay just to wear like a bodysuit. I mean, we don't tell women they can wear tights, and that's it, they walk outside with tights. We say, no, it's erva. You have to cover the body, you know, not in a way that it's not visible, not just in a way that you don't see the silhouette of the body. So I assume that maybe Mikra didn't people do hold like a Prima Gadim. I'm not sure. I'm not exactly sure. The Mr. Burr thinks that the shok is more problematic. That shok is already close to the Makom Erva. This again fits well with the Shitaso that we're talking about the thigh. And therefore even less than a tefach would be problematic. You know, in the girls' schools, you know, the modern Orthodox schools, they tell you should wear a skirt till your knees or within a tefach to your knees. The assumption is that within a tefach, you have like a tefach on the sides to play with. The pashtus is that when it comes to the shok, if it's the upper thigh, even the smallest amount is problematic. This is machlokas, the machlokas achronim, shabur is machmir, the chaznish is mekel on that. Although the chaznish holds that shok replies to the whole leg, even to the bottom of the leg. So the shitaso makes sense, that the bottom of the leg is not really near a makom erva, so then you can make a lot of tefach at the bottom of the leg. You know, okay. Seder. Questions, comments? Okay. So Lemaisa, if a woman is at home and her husband wants to, you know, I don't know, say Kriya Shema, so if she's in her pajamas, so he should turn away, depending on how she's dressed. But if there's a tefach megula, so l'chadchil, you should turn away. Likewise, like I mentioned, if you're, you know, making kiddush and there's somebody at the table who's dressed, so it's tzniyastik, so you should close your eyes. We assume that closing your eyes is enough. Again, it's not l'chadchilah. But given the circumstances, we assume that closing your eyes is sufficient. And like I said, even if you didn't close your eyes, so if it wasn't Erev Mamish, you'd be yotze. You wouldn't say the bracha again. Sometimes people will wear clothing that's like, you know, see-through, like a see-through shirt. So there, everybody agrees that closing your eyes is enough because it's covered. It's just not totally covered. So then everybody agrees that, again, even though Medina Tzniyas is not the right thing to do, but Medina Hilchos Brachos, Hilchos Kriya Shema, closing your eyes would be sufficient in that case. Since the concern is a concern of Hirhor, even if you have a picture that's not Sanua, you should close your eyes. And here, Lechatchila, you can close your eyes. You shouldn't say Bracha or Kriya Shema. Can I get a picture of somebody who's not Sanua? In terms of the age where this begins, so some poskim are machmir already from 3 years old, a girl, a young girl. The Pasha says it's a question of hirhur. So until the girl is more physically mature, there should be no concern. Again, someone make it till 11. I think the Pasha says that would be a girl who's 6 or 7 or 8. The girl starts, you know, looking not just like a young woman. So then she already have that potential hirhur. It's a little hard to be magdir, but that's what some of the postmen say. There's a middle ground. Seder. Next sif beis sayar shel isha kishadak alchas azulikros kinegdo. You can't read Kriya Shema in front of the hair of a woman. The hair of a woman that's supposed to be covered. A few of isha even is your wife. Well, basul shadak lelech peruo sarosh muter. Unmarried women who don't cover their hair, it's not a problem. Okay, so this is the din of Seyar. Again, there are two halakas here. One is that the chiyuv to cover. The second, the question of saying Kriya Shema if they don't cover. So we assume there's a chiyuv deraisa for a woman to cover her hair. It's learned from the fact that by a sota, it says upara rosh ha'isha, you take uncovered. It sounds like it's always covered. From the Gemara, it sounds like it was only had to be covered outside in the shuk. Our minhag today is that women cover their hair even at home if they're strange men, not from the family, in the home. In the Haredi world, they try to be machmir, which brings down here the idea of kimchis, of trying to be mahadir in this idea of covering your hair. So some women don't cover cover their hair all the time, even in front of their husband. It's not, you know, the general practice in our veldt. And you also have to ask yourself, you know, what's the cost? You know, if a woman's not going to be comfortable, you know, taut, uncomfortable. But make her a din, when she's at home with the family, she leaves her hair uncovered. But if you want to say a bracha, then you would have to turn away or close your eyes to say a bracha. The Rama adds on, V'adin se'ara shal nasim shirgim letzitz b'chutz et simasan. The woman have some of this little hair that comes out, you know, under the tichel. V'chol shekein seyar nochris. Seyar nochris refers to a wig. A woman's wearing a pe'anechrit, a wig, a sheitel, a fil darka l'chasim. So you're allowed to say a bracha in front of a wig. It's not an iser of seyar v'isha erva. There is a big discussion about wigs. You know, sometimes the wigs look nicer than the hair. So in the Haredi world, in the Hungarian, the Hasidim, some of the Hungarian, the Kanoim, and in the Sephardi world, the Rabbi Yosef and others, they vary against sheitels. I think it's a terrible thing. In the mainstream Haredi world, it's accepted. In our world, it's also accepted. But there are different types of sheitels. Again, I'm not going to go into all details, but, you know, sometimes the sheitel is provocative. So then it's probably not beruach halacha, even though technically you're following the letter of the law. So the call I once heard, which is hard to implement, is that the sheitel shouldn't look nicer than the woman's hair. Usually it does in our day and age. And we usually assume that's okay, as long as it's not provocative. You know, the question of, you know, how long it is, how you wear it, again, I'm not holding in these details. And women have to feel good about how they look, that's obvious. And at the same time, they have to be tzanua, and you have to find a balance. So according to letter law, sheitel, we assume, works. But, you know, the spirit of the law, it's a function of exactly how it's worn, etc. Later. Questions, comments? Oh, I should mention, there's a famous discussion. A woman doesn't cover her hair. Many women, Orthodox women, they keep Shabbos, they keep Kashrus, Kala v'chamura, but they don't cover their hair. There are a lot of sociological reasons for this. In Europe, it wasn't so accepted, even in Lita. So what do you do in that case? Do you say that since women don't cover their hair, it's male, it's like basulos, it's like women who it's like, so you don't have to say bracha. That's the sheet of Shulchan. You don't have to be mak. It's only something that's usually covered, and then it's uncovered, it's more taiva, it's more hero. But if it's always uncovered, it's not a problem at all. The Mishmur rejects that. But the Moshe writes it, and the mice of the minig is a mekel. The minig is a mekel if your person's a parent, you know, his mother doesn't cover her hair, so he doesn't have to turn away. Again, closing your eyes is an eight to tova, because then you can be marviach, that even if it is a problem with your eyes closed, you know, according to many, it's beseder. So, you know, the chatchila. So it's probably better to close your eyes, but some posts they don't even have to close your eyes because it's just not called erva, because it's subjective. It's something that's usually covered. Now it's uncovered, but these women don't go with their hair covered. Mela, it's not an erva at all. And like I said, many people are somech in that l'chatchila. There's a question, you know, besulos. What are besulos? A woman at her chasna, should she cover her hair? She's already married. She's narusa. She might be in a suwa. They already had the chuppah. Now they're dancing. So in some velts, the minag is the woman wears a sheitel. In our velt, the minag is to be mekel. The assumption is that as long as she's not a be'ula, even if she's a nesua, there's no chitz to cover her hair. Or maybe the little thing that she wears on her the keter that the kala wears is enough minatara as a covering. Different justifications, but that's our minag that women. But the flip side is that a be'ula, a woman had. Relations, she should really have to cover her hair, even if she's not married, even if she was ever married. But in the West, nobody does that. There's a discussion about grushos, not almanos, that really they should cover the hair if they want to get married, and they feel it's hard for them to date that way. So the minhag is to be meikel, and there's justification for that as well. Questions, comments? Yeah. Right. Yeah, the Zohar is very machmir on these dinyanim, and like I said, Alpi Kabbalah, there are people who are very machmir. Kimchas, Lamaisa, there's a certain price you pay. We don't live most of our lives based on Kabbalah, and if you choose to be machmir in this, you can make a woman crazy. So, you have to know what chumras it's worthwhile to take. It's also when a woman's a nida, same question. You know, if a woman's a nida, so does she have to cover her hair in front of her husband? You know, in some velts they're machbid on that, in others they're not. The assumption is that it's, you know, the way she walks around the house with her hair uncovered all the time, so it's not, you know, or a taiva. But there, in some velts they're machbid. Now, in terms of the shiur, it doesn't mention here in the Shulchan Aruch a tefach. So some achronim want to say that seyar is for yofi, so even less than a tefach is a problem. But Rav Moshe disagreed with that. Rav Moshe held that a tefach is mutter, and not only is it mutter, you're allowed to leave out a tefach. Not that it's mutter for kriyashma, less than a tefach, but you're even allowed l'chatchil to leave out a tefach. Some try to be machish, he didn't say it, he didn't mean it, but that's what Rav Moshe writes, that you're allowed to leave out a tefach. Some women are, do that l'chatchila, and others say, no, I want to cover all my hair. Whatever, a few hairs fall out, that's, you know, different. But there are different approaches. They're all legitimate. It's a function of really what society you live in. If you live in a society where it's accepted, so you can do it. If you live in a society where nobody does it, so it's pritzestick to do it. If you go to Meir Sharim, leave out a tefach, it would be a pritzestick. But like I said, not everybody agrees with Moshe, some disagree. But in some velts, it's mekobel. A woman can leave out a little hair in the front, less than a tefach, and the like. Less tefach sacha kol, so it could be like, you know, two etzbaos over the front of her face. You know, it might be she might have a tefach and a half wide by, you know, half a tefach, you know, etc. The seder. When it comes to a seder of a goya, so the halacha is that there's no problem. She's allowed to leave her hair out. And of course, she's allowed to. We're allowed to say kriyashma in front of her hair. There is some achronim talk about a suffix in this regard, but it seems like the minhag was that goyim would cover their hair. So if the goyish woman covered, and that's uncovered, so it would create here. But today, no goyish woman cover their hair, so of course, it's not an issue at all. Say a bracha, say kriya shema, etc. Okay, Sif Gimel. Yesh li zayar mishmias kol zemer isha b'shas kriya shema. Afilu ishta v'al kol haragil bo eino erva. So we have now the din of kol isha. It's a halacha without too much mazel. The halacha is you're not supposed to hear kol isha at all. And certainly when you say kriyashma, we're more machmir. about this issue. The lashon of the mechaber is the issue of zaher, and that's because there is a machlokes shown if this din of kol ish applies also to kriyat shema, I mean specifically kriyat shema. Maybe it doesn't apply to kriyat shema. We are choshish for the rush. We hold that it applies to kriyat shema as well. And again, the concern is that you're saying kriyat shema, you're going to hear a woman singing. It might be orer taiva, and that would be inappropriate b'shas kriyat shema. Now, this here too, the question is, what is, kol isha? A girl's 5 years old, she's singing, is that a problem? So we usually assume not. The Moshe is makel until 11. Until 11, it's not really kol isha. And for, you're allowed to hear, and again, not for kriyashma, for you go to a class play, and the kids are, say, in second grade, and they're singing, that's okay, according to Moshe. It's machlokes, samachronim or machlokes from 6, for 3, Moshe says, till a girl is a nida, till she's, let's say, 11, we assume she's not a nida, it'll be okay. But that's only true for Kol Isha in general. Kriya Shema, like I said, we're more machmir, and we say you shouldn't listen, or your wife is tahora, she can sing, you shouldn't say Kriya Shema when she's singing. When your wife is a nida, it's machlokas achronim, should you not hear her singing or not? This is a big issue when it comes to Zmiras and Shabbos. Are you a woman allowed to sing at a Shabbos table? There's a famous tshuva of the Sur Deyesh, who says that when he got to Germany, he saw that many frum people were singing tzmiros at the Shabbos table, not just from the family, even guests, female guests. And he writes here that there are three svaras lahatir. There's trei kali, which is a pretty shvacheter, trei kali l'mishvamai. The reason the shvacheter is the Gemara says if it's chaviv, if you want to hear it, you'll hear it. So that's one svara, and also it's shirei kodesh. The whole chash is hirur. You're doing shirei kodesh. You're singing kari bar olam. You're not going to be thinking of hirur. You're thinking, you're singing, whatever. And then he says, also, it's L'shem Kiruv. He says that the chinuch, it's better for the kids if you sing at the Shabbos table. So this is a famous tshuva he wrote regarding the Yeshurun youth group, that you can sing like an NCSY. You want to sing, get the kids involved. So it's Shirei Kodesh, and it's Kiruv, and it's Trei Kale, not a solo. So that wrote Mutter. There's a question if you can expand that heter, can you expand it if there's no heter of Kiruv, just at a regular Shabbos table. So some say that it's always Kiruv, in reach, not just outreach, in reach. You want the kids to be involved. There are many families where people sing together at the Shabbos table, and there is halachic justification for it. There are others, people who are machmer, that say, no, we're going to be machmer. So there are different approaches to that. Question? Yeah. So in Evan Ezer, it's brought down. There is a din of Kol B'Isha Erev. The question of it applies to Kriyashma, that's the question. Meaning the Mechaber is the issue of Zayar, because some Rishonim say it doesn't apply to Kriyashma. We're not worried that when you say Kriyashma that you're going to have here from Kol. Only from Istaklus, only from, yeah.
So that's
yeah, so that's important. Brahma. A few of you have a kolaragil in your erva, so that's part of the heter of the zmiros. You can say it's kolaragil. If you're used to it, you're not going to be aroused. So some achronim use that line as well, and that's even for kriyashma. Very few people have this issue with kriyashma. You say kriyashma in shul. People aren't, or even if you say kriyashma amita, your wife isn't singing a solo next to you, in bed. Unless she's also saying kriyashma and she's singing, but it's very rare. The issue is more, outside the context of Kriya Shema, and that's a big issue. To what extent should you be machmir on this? You probably shouldn't go to the opera, because that's not called ragil. You want to hear that voice, and it's a one. But if you're somewhere and there's some people singing, I don't know. There's an issue here in Eretz Yisrael a few years ago that there were some chayalim and there was some army choir and they walked out. The question is it worth it? Meaning, you're going to make a statement. You're usually called isha. Doesn't usually arouse hearer anyway today. Meaning people are interested in hearer, they go to the internet, they go other places for hearer. Hearing the national anthem by the army choir is not going to arouse hearer. So it's like more of a statement. And then the question is it really worth it to make a statement because it created a lot of tension at the time. And some folks have said, listen, you're honest, you just sit there, you're not mechavin. My wife learned in Yeshiva Flatbush, so there was a There's a big Talmud Chacham there of Prague. He's Talmud of Shlomo Zalman. So there they have, you know, choirs and all the like. So at the graduation, once a student came to me, he said, you know, Rebbe, how can you be here as Kalisha? So he said, you know, in class, sometimes I'm talking, you know, after 10 minutes, I look around and I see people aren't really, you know, listening. You know, same, same. So, you know, you can be in a place and not pay attention and you don't have to leave necessarily. Again, it's more of a statement when you leave. And the question is it the right thing to do? It's not always the right thing to do. The Seder. There is a question, you know, again, how makud would have to be, you know, women are on a, girls are on a bus. Not to sing on the bus because the bus driver is there. I say, no, the bus driver is tarred with his malacha. So there are different postgames, different sheets about this. I think the minhag is we make with this. You're singing in your classroom and the principal is walking outside. So the girls shouldn't sing because a man, you know, outside might hear. You know, it's hard to, you know how far to push it. It's hard to minhag is we make with that, you know, as well. There's also a question of, you know, simulated voice, like, you know, radio, tape recorder, and the like. And there too, if you don't see it, if you don't see the woman, there's more room to be makel, because it's all a question of hirhor. If you know what the woman looks like, and so there's more bakshash of hirhor, then maybe it should be problematic. Certainly when the woman's not singing, she's just giving a lecture, so the minhag is to be makel, to assume that's not a din of kol. Although there are some people who are nervous, you shouldn't hear a lecture from a woman. If you're looking at her, you might have hirhor. You know, and sof, we live in a world where, you know, women are part of the public sphere, so it's probably, you know, unhealthy to be too machmir. And like I said, especially because people who are interested in Hira Avera don't usually come to Kalisha to find it. There are other avenues for it, and, you know, it's counterproductive to turn every interaction into a into something that would be a hirhor provoking and the like. The Seder. Moving on, Siftalid also likros keneged ervas afilu shalavdei kachavim chen keneged ervas katan. If it's erva mamish, even if it's a non-Jewish person or a katan, it's aser. Again, I said a katan has to be a katan who's of age. You know, the moel who's doing the mila doesn't have to cover the erva. That's not erva. But once the child is already of age, let's say 6 or 7, so then it would be considered erva. Yesh matir keneged ervas katan kol zman she'ein aroy lubia. And like I said, even more than that, we're making. Beseder. Questions, comments? Pardon? Okay. Folks can write there's no din erva by behema. So if you see the erva behema, you can say a bracha. It's not an isser. Okay. Hey, erva v'ashashis ro asa derech defanosea also likos kenegda. If there's a glass window and there's erva on the other side of the window, so when it comes to tzoa, we'll see in the next siman, that's already okay because the tzoa is not in the same reshus as you are. But when it comes to Erev, it's a question of hearer. So if you're looking out the window and somebody's naked is out the window, you still can't say a bracha because the window is not mafsik. It's lo yireh v'cha. Erev estavar, you see it. V'chsiv lo yireh v'cha, Erev estavar, v'ha mischazia. But here, since it is in different rishos, so atzima se na'im works. So even if it's Erev mamish, if you close your eyes, we assume it works. Didn't close your eyes and you said a bracha connected erva mamish, so then it's not clear if you're yotze. So for kriyas shema, you should say it again. For other things, for tefillah, you should probably say tefillah zadova. For other brachos, shaila. Some posts can say you should go back. You should go back. Rav David Yosef, he's very machmir, bracha vatalos, he says you shouldn't go back for other brachos. He assumes the din of ashashis is only din drabanan. It really meant a Torah, it's enough. It's not so pashut. It could be that you do have to go back. The Mishabur assumes that if you lost some enav, yachsov yispal, l'chara would apply to all brachos. But like I said, Rav David Yosef says if for tefillah you should do tefillah to David, for other brachos you shouldn't. That seems to be the difference between Ashkenazim and Sephardim in this regard. Okay. Beseder. Vav. Haisa erva kenegda v'hexer panav mimena asha otzam eina v'shuk v'layla asha suma. We did this already, that if you close your eyes, so it's a shayla, if it works erva mamish. If you turn away, it's certainly okay. If it's erva mamish, a person's mamish stark naked, and you just close your eyes, is that enough? The Chavar says it is. We assume you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't do that. But like I said, usually it's not erva mamish. Usually we're talking about tefach. For tefach, we assume that does work. V'shas otzchak, and it's better to turn away if it's not going to insult anybody. That's not often the case. Seder. Okay, moving on to Simen Ayin Vav. Simen Ayin Vav deals with Tzoa Bishas Kriyashma. And the Mechaber tells us Tzoa Bashashis Mutar Likros, as mentioned just a minute ago, that Tzoa Bashashis, you have to read Kriyashma if you go to, I don't know, the lab to do a test. Yes. Yeah, we're going to talk. I see you have a child on your lap right now. A cutie, okay. So we'll hopefully talk about that a little soon, about the diapers. But let's just talk echad echad. So in terms of ashashis, the person is at the lab and they did a urine sample. They did a stool sample. So they're holding the stool in a plastic container. It's ashashis. It's in a different, it doesn't smell. And it's in ashashis. So you're allowed to say a bracha, k'tesha yatzar, and when you leave the bathroom, because it's ashashis. It's covered. So that's halacha. As long as it's covered, it's okay. Now, this is only provided that there's no reyach ra. If there's reyach ra, it's still usher. You have to move away till you don't smell the reyach. Okay. If it's a reyach rashi yeshlo ikur, like you have tzoa mamash on the floor, you have to move 4 amos from where you smell the reyach. If it's elo ikur, it's a different rishus, the kli, so then you have to make sure you have to move away from where you don't smell the reyach. You can already say kriyash, you can already say brachos. Okay. Kamochein, person's in a car, and there's a, you know, tzoa outside. So if the window's closed, so you can say a bracha. Even if it's open a little bit, as long as it's, you know, covers where you are, in terms of your eyesight, so then it's okay. If there's erva outside, you have to close your eyes. Again, closing your eyes might not be good, but it's erva mamish, you should say erva mamish. If it's just a tefach, you close your eyes. Okay. Beseder. Beis. Tzoa beguma. V'niach sandal olea v'kore. We live in a different world. We don't usually have tzoa beguma. But if you have tzoa and a little hole in the ground, you put your shoe on it, that's okay. Chashi v'chusin is like considered covered. Your foot like covers it, your shoe. They came into in reach ra megia mutter. Hu shelo yehei sandala nogeya ba. So the Mechaber says if your shoe touches the tzoa, then it would not be considered mechusa because the shoe is really part of your body. It's considered part of your body. It's a regular baguette, as long as it's covered. If you put your shirt over the tzoa, that's okay. It's just because it's your shoe that's considered part of your body, so we consider it to be part of your body. It only works if it's not touching. Again, it's not so relevant. What's more relevant is if a person, you know, was walking on the street, didn't pay attention, stepped in some dog dew, and then came to shul. So the halacha is you should leave your shoes outside because you can't walk, you can't daven with dog dew on your shoe. If you didn't know it was there and then you found after, so if it was the bottom, you didn't smell it, so then you're okay. As long as you didn't smell it, we'll see a little later. If you didn't know about it, it's not something you have to expect. So then you're anus and it's not a problem. But if you know it's there, you have to take off your shoe. You can't bring your shoe into shul because you have tzoa at the bottom of your shoe and it smells. Okay. Gimel. Eviru tzoa lefanav asur likros kenegda o pichazir ketzoa veres dami. Halacha is, if you have, there's a question of tzoa moving is more kal. You know, so mechaber pasim is also asur. Pichazir ketzoa veres dami. And a chazir, since the chazir is usually dirty, even if it's squeaky clean, you just took a bath, you can't say a bracha in front of a chazir. Again, it's not so relevant. Most of us don't have chazirim around where we live. Okay. I mentioned this issue of tzoa is referring to tzoa of, you know, a person or an animal that smells. If it's, let's say, bird poop, that would not be a problem. We'll see a little later. And that's not included in this din. The Mishabura Halacha Dalet. Again, we're much more hygienic than they were once, so a lot of these halachas don't apply, but it's good to learn them. If you have a little tzoa on your body, but you're covered by your clothes, so if it's covered, it's on your body, Tzila Yadav, v'nochan lasuk d'ibar machmir. V'shechazer al basara dina ketzoa. So if you have shechazer on your body, you'd have to clean it before you'd say kriya shema. Okay, I'm not sure how relevant this is, but the assumption is that if it's covered, you can say kriya shema, but if it's on your body, we're more machmir. At least one day of machaber is more machmir. Part of the question here is, you know, if it's on your basaro, it's called a neshama tahalal ka. It's your face. It's on your body. It's not on your face. It's not near your face. You don't see it. So is there a problem if it's touching your leg? So it's touching your leg. Again, like I said, we don't live in that type of world, so obviously we get rid of it right away. But could be there's enough minas even of Yalom Aisa. I mean, the question of Shukhazera is really no good. If you have Shukhazera on your body, so you should clean it off. And then too, people, of course, clean it off. So, Seder. Questions, comments? I mean, this would be relevant if there's tzoa on your, like let's say, on a person's underwear. For whatever reason, he had a little bit of tzoa on his underwear. So it's not even on your body then. So if the underwear is covered, again, it's better to change your underwear for obvious reasons, but b'di'eved, you assume that if you don't smell it, it's not on your body, so it would be okay to read Kriya Shema. Again, that would be potentially an afkamina. Okay. Hey is actually relevant. So abafiat habas, afili mechusa also likros. If it's toa is where it comes out of your body, you didn't have toilet paper, and you didn't clean yourself properly. Also likros, the diva called, then everybody agrees you can't see a bracha, you can't see kriya shema, afili ena niras kshu omeid, v'nira kshu yoshev. So if you have, again, we have high quality toilet paper, so we used to use rocks. If you use rocks, you may not clean yourself well. If you don't clean yourself well, then you have a problem. But even in our day and age, with toilet paper, you have to be makbir to clean yourself well, because tzoa b'fiyat tabas is really considered maguna, and therefore you can't say any brachos at that point. It's brought down in some of the achronim that you should wash yourself. That's not our practice. There are in some velts where they are makbid to wash themselves after they go to the bathroom, to clean themselves. But like I said, our toilet paper is high quality. You use toilet paper, you use it well, and then there's no problem in terms of tzoa b'fiyat habas. If a person, went to the bathroom and noticed that he had previously left something there, so you don't have to go back and say kriya shema or say the brachos. The whole issue is one of Zevach Hashem Toiv, that you sure it's like a pshia. But here, you didn't know that it was there, and therefore it's not a problem. It's not ma'akev, your vows. Okay. Only if you weren't careful in the first place would it be a problem. Some of the Achronim are very, very machmir with this. But like I said, I think in our day and age, it's not such an issue because we have good toilet paper, and everybody who wants to clean themselves after they go to the bathroom, nobody is, you know, leaving things there. It's not hygienic. Okay. Sometimes the person has some type of operation, and they have to, they can't go to the bathroom, so they hook them up to a machine. So it's a big question at that point. Are you going to say brachas at the point of tefillin, davin, because you don't really know when you're going to be going to the bathroom, and it just kind of comes out. The post can obviously want to be makel, because you don't want a person who's going to be on a machine for a week to see, can't daven for a week, can't say any brachas. So the main idea is that you clean the machine, and then like you assume that it's okay, and that you're allowed to daven at that point. Or if you have a catheter, you have to urine, so we assume that's not a problem, that you're allowed to say brachos and daven. Some people are machmir to cover the, again, if it smells, you should cover it. If you have an air freshener, you can use air freshener and the like, but we should know such things. But in hospitals, it's ma'isim b'chol yom. We'll see later, there's some simanim avit shalim in terms of, you know, saying brachos in front of those things. So potentially they're enough nafkaminas. Like I said, the minhag is to try to, as much as we can, be makel with these people, because we don't want them not to be able to daven for a week, etc. So he doesn't feel that something's coming out, so it's not a problem. He's allowed to daven. The Seder. Now, Sivav, Haya Lefanav Me'at Soa Yachol Levatla Birok Sheba Sheyarok Ba V'Yikra Kenegdav Hu Sheyeh Harok Ava Eina Bitul Moel Ela Lefisha Avalim Lo Yikra Miyad V'Harok Mimoach V'Nivla Ba Lo Betela. So if a person would spit on the Tzoa, so then you'd be able to be, you know, Mevatla, if it's thick spit. Again, it's not so relevant. Will be covered only while it's covered. If the spit is absorbed to the ground, it's uncovered already. Like I said, people of Tzoa don't usually cover with spit. They usually take a tissue and they clean it off. But that would potentially be the halach. Zayin. Safik im Tzoa. It's a very nogea with children. Oh. Yoel. Children. Diapers. What's the halacha? Safik im Tzoa. Mutu likros. The chesis paish im Tzoa. A regular house doesn't have Tzoa. Suffik in Tzoba Ashba, if you're in a place like an Ashba where people go to the bathroom, the Suffik is Asr, Mishum, the Cheskas Ashba, Sheeshba Tzoa. Val Suffik Meraglaim, Afilu Ba Ashba Mutter, Mishum, the law Asr Torah, Likros Kenege Meraglaim, Elon Kenege Amud, Shal Kiluach, Akash Anafal, Lo Mitzar, Elamid Rabbanan, Vesvekan, Lo Gazr. So the Chaber, Paskins, that when it comes to Meir Glayim, it's only usur minatara when a person is urinating. Urine on the floor is not usur minatara. Connected amud is usur minatara. But by excrement, even if it's on the ground, even if a person made 5 minutes ago, so that's also usur minatara. So if you have a safek, it's a makom that you don't expect it to be, you don't have to worry. Now, what do you say with children at home? Children have diapers. So do we assume that we have to be careful? So if you're davening at shul, and one guy brings a kid there, so father should be careful that the child didn't make. But if he did make, it's not your fault. It's not a makom that you have to assume there's excrement. But at home, if you have kids, they're making. So the question is, do you have to check their diapers before you say a bracha, before you daven, and the like? So here are a number of tzadim l'hakel. First of all, the tzoa is mechusa. The child is wearing a diaper, and he's usually wearing not only a diaper, but a clothing. The diaper is a shylef. Look at the diaper. It's disposable. You know, it could be like a avit shel mei meraglaim. It could be like a kli that's miyuchad for excrement. But the clothing is certainly a covering, and you don't smell it. So the pashas is, you don't have a chiyuv to check. You can just bench at the end of the meal. You don't have a chiyuv to check that the kid didn't make in his pants. In a diaper. Some poskim say that, you know, miyos tov, if the kid didn't make in 2 hours, 3 hours, that you're expecting it. Any minute now, you saw the kid was in the corner for 2 minutes by himself, so you have some reyesa. So if there's a reyesa, then you should check. If you didn't smell it, though, and you benched, there's really no reason to be concerned. If you smell it, so then you should change the child. Even if you smell it, there is a suffix that if it's anal ikar, because it's covered, so maybe you could say that, you know, you smell it when you go near him, but you don't smell it at the table. He's in the corner, so it's not your problem. But the pashtus is, if you know the child made, you should, and it can be smelled outside the diaper, which usually can be, so then you should change the diaper. But you don't have to expect the child, you don't have to check the child, unless there's some reisa, i.e. you saw the kid, he was alone in the corner for a few minutes, and, you know, he hasn't made it in a couple of hours, then, you know, probably the right thing to do is to check the child. Questions, comments? Okay. Like I said, for urine, it's not an issue. If the child urinated in the diaper, it's not an issue at all. It's only an issue because it's covered. It's only an issue if you may. We'll see. Pardon? Are you allowed to mahar her? No, you shouldn't be mahar if you're five tzoa. You shouldn't be mahar either. So if you don't smell it, it's for sure okay. If you smell it, then the patch is that you shouldn't be mahar even in the bazaar. Yeah. Okay. Second. Ches kara v'makom shirai li stavik b'tzoa umatza acharkach. So you had a reisa, the kid, you know, you thought the kid made, and he did make, and you benched anyway. Tzarech laksa v'likros. So it was pshia to do it. Ein makom rai li stavik bo ein tzarech laksa v'likros. Meiraglaim afilu mitzayin makom shirai li stavik ein tzarech laksa v'likros. So like I said, meiraglaim, it's only the reisa connected onwards. Therefore, even if it's rai li stavik, you don't have to go back. So generally, you wouldn't have to go back to bench unless you knew he made and you smelled it and you benched anyway. Then we would make you go back and bench. But other than that, you wouldn't have to go back to bench. That's a good question. I mean, some poskim say you shouldn't read those things in the bathroom because it'll remind you of Divrei Torah. It's a hard to get there. You know, people who are immersed in learning, a lot of associations remind them of Chazals. So I think it's probably worthwhile to be careful, you know, when you're a makom atunuf, like a bathroom or in front of tzoa, to avoid even things that will, you know, create associations with learning. If you're the type of person who thinks in learning, you know, some people don't have those problems. It's a good problem to have. You know, you're always thinking of learning. Some people don't have those problems. Okay. Let's see if we try to do another simon, maybe. Also, likros keneged meiragayim ad sheyatel sochan revius, if there's urine. So if you want to read, again, you usually flush the toilet, but if you have urine in your room, so you'd put a revius of water in it. It would even battle it. Asbota veloshna al gabe karka loshna bekli uvavad shalo yeh avit b'myuchad lehem. So if you have a special avit shalom emiragayim, you have something that's myuchad for urine, we'll see it maybe next time in Siman Pezayim, that's the problem. But all these being equal, there's urine in a cup, so if you want to read Kriyashma, if the cup is closed, you have a cover on it, it's not a problem at all. But if it's open, so you have to put a revius of water to mevatel it. Loshna hayush hem kli tchila. Okay. Revius sha'amru l'meimei raglayim shel ham achas l'shel shnei pa'amim. So the question is, there a number of people urinated? Would you have to put a revius for each person? So it's a machlokas. I don't understand this. It could be that if they all urinated, then you put one revius, it's fine. It's only if you've urinated once, then you have to have. You want to read Kriyashma, so you pay a revius. Then, Tei Bracha, someone urinates again, you have to put another revius. And like I said, these halachas aren't so again. Most of us don't want to have urine around. We urinate in the bathroom. Even on a camping trip, you urinate behind the tree. You don't have urine where you're eating and saying brachos, etc. Okay. Truth is, there's another simon here. Ein ches. Haya korev itchilu meiraglayim shosusin al birkav posek ashi yichlu amayim. Because the likros, the person theoretically could, you know, start urinating in the middle of Kriya Shema, so he'll just stop, he'll wait, and then he'll be able to continue. Even if your clothes are a little bit dirty, if a couple of drops are on your underwear, that's not a problem. It still looks like Kriya Shema, you still daven. They're covered, it's not disgusting. If the urine's on the ground, then you have to move 4 amas away before you say bracha, so it's a Kriya Shema, because the urine's on the ground, it's a drabanan. To say brachos or to say kriyashma in front of a puddle of urine. Kashir she is parla kaman, okay. Afilu shah kede ligmor is kula, inot sorech lichlachso elu lakam shapazak. If you urinate in the middle of kriyashma, you take a break, you continue. Mechaber l'shitaso, Ramal l'shitaso says that if you waited, kede ligmor is kula, it takes you 2 minutes to say kriyashma, 3 minutes, and you were urinating for 3 minutes, so then you would have to start from the beginning. Yesh omrim, im shah kede ligmor is kula, choser l'rosh, chen ikar. Okay, the Seder. So Mirza, we'll pick it up next time. The Seder.